Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh and me, Sujit Nair. This quarter, all the government sector banks, all the nationalized banks announced their first quarter results. And you know what is surprising? The surprising factor is almost all of them recorded huge losses. I'll give you an example. Canara Bank recorded a loss of 4,860 crore of rupees. Allahabad Bank recorded a loss of 3,510 crores of rupees. UCO Bank recorded a loss of 2,134 crores of rupees. And Dena Bank recorded a loss of 1,225 crore rupees. I mean, these are huge losses that these banks recorded. Akhilesh, why? Why such a big loss in all these banks?
Reckless lending. You give money to people who don't deserve, so you don't get back your money. You don't get back your money, you've lost it. That's a loss.
Absolutely. All these are in the pockets of Nirav Modi's and Vijay Mallya's. And
from whose pocket did it go?
Correct. That's my next question. Who pays for all these losses,
Akhilesh? Of course, we pay for it. It goes from our taxes. In this budget for 2018, they have provided 87,000 crores in one single budget for recapitalizing banks, which means a bank is allowed to lose taxpayer money and the government keeps pumping it. And the total figure in the last 3 years is 2.5 lakh crores. The government has pumped from our taxes that we pay. So the common man pays for it. So the common man's money goes in the pocket of Vijay Mallya and Nirav Modi.
So if I understand this right, see, ultimately, when these 17% and 18% excess taxes that the government announced that we paid, okay, and that is supposed to be pumped in for development of our lives, actually goes in
meeting the losses of banks, which have come because they have given money to the most unworthy borrowers for very extraneous considerations.
So, if I say the amount of tax that was collected from me has gone to Nirav Modi's pocket, will I be right in saying that?
You'll be right. He'll give you a fake diamond for it.
He'll give you a fake diamond for it. Absolutely.
The question that comes is, see, Sujit, you pointed out losses for a quarter. These were incidentally losses for the March quarter. They are losses for this quarter. Why are they spilling out now? Why were they not coming earlier? The fact is, these losses or these bad loans were always there on the books of all the banks. They have been hidden so far.
Are these because of NPAs?
These are NPAs, bad loans.
Completely.
Completely. And these were consciously hidden by the bank managements, by the government all the years. Now they've become unmanageable, so they are being disclosed.
Or else it was always brushed under the carpet.
It was very nicely window dressed, brushed under the carpet. And the recent history says every bank chairman was not willing to disclose it and let his successor deal with the dirt. Who did it for his next successor? And now when it comes to a situation where it can't be hidden, because Reserve Bank has gone very stringent, Reserve Bank has said nothing doing. Even Reserve Bank did not at that point of time force them to disclose it. So now they are being disclosed.
Akhilesh, then, you know, from a very purely layman's perspective, does the audit system allow such a huge window dressing?
See, Sujit, the audit system doesn't allow it. But where does it start from? The Reserve Bank of India gave a kid glove treatment to budding NPAs or NPAs which were very apparent. How was it done? You can't pay me money, I will restructure your loan. Okay, pay me after 3 years. If the restructuring fails, I'll do a double restructuring. So again, pay me after 3 years. If that also fails, I'll give you a special restructuring. They used to call it S4A accounts. So the last, you can call it at least 8-9 years, have gone in restructuring accounts which are already bad. So what you're seeing as a figure being disclosed now could have also been there 5 years ago or 6 years ago, but they did not disclose it. So while the audit doesn't permit it, but if the regulator is so lax, the bank management is bound to seize it. Which bank chairman wants to have losses under his tenure? So they seized it. And of course, the auditors have also gone by it.
Tell me, why are all these NPAs coming up now?
Because till about last year, the RBI regulations were a little more lenient. So the banks had some kind of a leeway. You'll recall, the RBI did an audit on inspection on Axis Bank. And they found that under Shikha Sharma's tenure, the NPAs had been window dressed. They did that with various other banks. And now they have come heavily. You've got to disclose it. You've got to come clean. So they are coming clean. They are not coming clean because they want to come clean, because the regulator now is saying, you have no choice.
Do you think this government has actually made this transition?
Sujit, the transition should have been made. I mean, for the government to get credit for this, this should have been done in 2014-15. So trying to say that they get the credit for the transition, I would say the events have snowballed in such a manner that there was no choice.
There was no choice. I will then ask this question once again. I'll tell you why I'm stressing on this question. Because there's a lot of things told about, the current NPAs. Okay, there is one end where people say that, you know, the government has very much part to play in the NPAs, especially the ones like Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi. And there is one end, one set of communication that goes out saying that, look, you know, all these NPAs would have never happened if the government wasn't vigilant and government wouldn't have bought this up in an open forum. So which one of this argument is right? Which one of this narrative is right?
See, Sujit, let's go through the history of how this got done and that will give you your answer. Between 2008 to 2014, the bank loans in India shot up from 18 lakh crores to about 55 lakh crores. In 6-7 years, it shot up by 3-4 times. The Indian economy did not grow by 3-4 times in that tenure. So the loans went up recklessly.
Was the then government involved in messing this case up?
You know, the reason
was the Congress government involved or the UPI government?
The reason I would say yes is, one of the prime reasons why we have had such reckless, incompetent, collusive, corrupt lending has always been because of political interference in banks. So whichever government was in power, the ball stops at their door. And it was the Congress in power.
So it was in connivance with Congress that all this happened?
You know, it would be in connivance with the respective politicians of the ruling party.
Correct. With that, this happened. Now, let me come back to 2014. Okay, in that case, does BJP government has a role to play in Nirav Modi's case, in Mehul Choksi's case, and other cases that have surfaced after 2014, after 2015 and 2016.
If you take a case like Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi, their involvement with Indian banks started much earlier, before the BJP came to power. So if you take Nirav Modi, his exposures with banks started in 2009-10. 2014, when the BJP came to power, the loans continued. The fraud continued. You know, he was involved in a major fraud in Punjab National Bank. Now, the baton was passed on by the previous government to the BJP. Would the BJP be held responsible for discovering it under their watch? I wouldn't really say, because how can you say, that the government can be there in every nook and corner of every bank? But they also cannot walk away from the responsibility that it continued and it snowballed.
But did they connive too? Like Congress, did they connive for favoring Nirav Modi and...
Sujit, this was a fraud or a scam that they got in legacy. Whether they had identified it and they also then looked the other side, if they did that, they would also be held responsible. Because the data is not there in public domain, I wouldn't say so categorically. But yes, in 2014, it was already there. It was discovered only in 2018, January. Till then, the BJP has been in power.
Correct. So then another layman's question. It is more or less clear that there has been certain help from the government end towards these NPAs, most of these NPAs, like you rightly said, from 2008 to 2010. There has definitely been certain help. Now, once it is known, why are the investigative agencies not questioning the then Finance Minister Mr. Chidambaram? Why are the investigating agencies not questioning the then chief of RBI? Why are they not questioned?
See, Sujit, if you actually look at this questioning saga, in the recent few months, the bureaucrats of that time have been questioned, those who have gone into retirement, because they were sitting on the seat. Political interference has got no trail. If the finance minister gives a call to the chairman of a particular bank and says, lend to so-and-so, where is the trail? Where is the evidence? How do you question? And you can't question on the basis of suspicion.
Correct.
So they go scot-free. The Netha always will go scot-free. The Babu will get the baton.
So
that's what happens.
So now what happens next?
Well, we need to first, you know, very quickly be clear, why did this take place? It took place because RBI deputy governor once remarked there was too much money in the system and the banks did not know how to handle it, which means banks were incompetent. There are enough reasons for us to say banks were thoroughly corrupt. There are enough reasons to say there was political and meddling by the Babus and Delhi in bank situations. There is enough reason to say the system colluded. So the bank management colluded. You asked about auditors. They also probably didn't do their duty very well. The rating agencies didn't do. So it was a collusion of the entire system. We are now carrying this forward because we have not yet stopped it somewhere. Has the corruption stopped? It doesn't seem to have been stopped. Has the political meddling stopped? I don't think we can say so. So the reasons why this took place has not stopped. And one of the biggest reasons that has not stopped is, see Sujit, if you are given money to run a business and you are aware that even if you incur a loss, some more money will come in and you will not be held accountable, you are bound to incur a loss. So we have not yet stopped a system where or started a system where banks are held accountable. So a public sector bank incurs a loss and a new check comes in by way of capital. That has also not stopped. So where are we headed to? At the moment, we have not headed to any solution. And these kind of losses are continuing.
So then how is this going to affect our country and our economy?
Well, the consequences are severe. Because if a bank can't lend, then the economy doesn't grow. Because you need bank finance to conduct your operations. On one hand, banks can't lend because they don't have the money. You take a case like Dena Bank or 12 other public sector banks, which have been put under prompt corrective action by the RBI, PCA as they call it. They are not allowed to lend. So if banks can't lend, the economy suffers. Genuine entrepreneurs who are eligible for borrowing, they suffer. With the present saga, bankers don't want to lend because the right-minded banker doesn't want to face a CVC, CBI, CAG or whichever investigative agency. And resultantly, our economy will not take off in the speed in which it can take off.
So, Akhilesh, then we can conclude that somewhere down the line, the UPA government connived with people and took money away from the banks. You can conclude that there is a possibility that BJP turned the other way. We can conclude that possibly every bank chairman, every bank head didn't do their jobs.
And he knew what was happening.
Yes. And you know the most unfortunate thing? The most unfortunate thing is you and I lost our monies. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.